So today is January 8th, 2020, a new year, a new decade, right? Lie on your backs with your legs long, your arms long, down by your side. And this beginning part is to get you to draw your attention into yourself. So we always start, and then we take pauses throughout the movement where you come back to lying on your back like this to observe how are you now. So how are you making contact with the floor? So the floor is a wonderful surface that's flat, and it gives us feedback, right? And that's what creates your awareness, is this feedback. So is one shoulder blade, for example, resting on the floor more than the other shoulder blade? Does one shoulder blade feel higher? And higher can be towards your ear or higher towards the ceiling than the other. How are your arms lying? So do you lie with your palms up, palms to your side, or palms down? So again, it's just all this self-observation. None of these, they're like questions that I'm asking. Nothing is right or wrong. So if you go, oh gosh, my palms are down, is that wrong? The answer is no. It's how you are. And isn't it interesting that the person maybe next to you lies with their palms up, right? It's interesting because that's not your way of being. They have a different way. So that's why with this work, there is no rights or wrongs, but it's just understanding you. And then how is your spine and your back resting? So there's places that touch, and there's places that don't touch. And again, you're just observing with no judgment. Where do you touch? Maybe where don't you touch? Are there any areas that at this moment feel tense or strained, or you do experience a little dis-ease, lack of comfort? Or is it pretty vague for you? And then how is your pelvis lying on the floor? So your pelvis is right below your waist. If we put our hands there, you feel what's called the big ischium pelvic bones. That's your pelvis, right? And we have two buttocks cheeks, just like the shoulder blades. So how do you feel in the buttocks cheeks? Again, does one side feel more comfortable or resting more on the floor than the other side? And how does that give you an experience of your legs? Is one leg longer or more turned out or more relaxed? And then gently and slowly roll your head to the right and left, observing the quality of rolling your head to each side. And again, is it easier to roll your head to one side compared to the other? Or is it about the same? So you're just looking for differences or distinctions. And then bringing your head back to center, we're going to start with your breath and breathing with this lesson. So you're going to bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And I think I forgot to say the number. So it's number 28, legs crossed, expanding chest and abdomen. So that's why we're going to start with your legs standing with your breath. So first of all, when you bring your legs up to stand, you want your heels lined up with your buttocks cheeks. So that means not too close together, not too far apart together, lined up with your butt. Okay? And then all you're going to do now is bring your awareness and attention to your breath and breathing. So just observe, without changing anything, how you take a breath in, where you take a breath in, and then your exhalation. So do you breathe in the chest, the belly, a combination? Okay, so now we're going to implement moving your breath. Okay, so you just got to witness it, and now we're going to actually ask your breath to do something. So what you're going to do, and in the beginning, this is a little hard for the first time to understand it. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a breath in, and you're going to hold that breath. So you take a breath in your chest. It means make your chest really big, and you hold it. That means you do not get an exhale. And then what you're going to do with this breath is you push the expanded chest down to your belly. But you don't do the push by exhaling. You hold your breath, and it's muscles. So you push your belly out, and then you suck your belly back in. So we're oscillating your breath. So you try to do this like 2 times in a row, and then exhale. And then try it again. So again, on the inhale, take a big breath in, expand your chest, pull the belly in, hold it. And then just push down. You'll see, push down your chest and push down, push, and don't exhale. Push your belly out. And now suck it back up. But no breathing. I have to close your nose off. Now push down, push, there, and suck it back up. That's it. Okay? And this is actually engaging below your lungs, is your diaphragm. That's what you're pushing out. Okay? And frequently, not all the time, but people that have lower back issues is because their diaphragm's stuck. So you take in a breath, big chest, don't exhale, push the belly out, pull it back in, expand the chest, push the belly out. So we call it seesaw breathing. So you do 2 or 3 rounds and then exhale and pause. So I think everybody's got it. See how we're doing. So that's it. Pull it back up so you don't get, that's it. And then pull all the way up here. Okay, exhale. There you go. So take in it big here. Pull in, hold, and now push. But don't exhale. And now pull back in. So you got to take a breath in. Now I'm going to hold your nose. Push down. Pull back in. Push down. That's it. See, without breathing. Good. So I think everybody's got it. Yes? How's everybody doing? Okay? Excellent. Okay. So let that go for a minute. And now what you're going to do is cross your right knee over your left. So it's at the knees that are crossed. Okay? And you're going to slowly start to tilt both legs in this cross position to the right. Okay? So go slowly, and the goal is not to go all the way down to the side. You just want to go as far as it's comfortable and then bring the legs back up to standing. Again, the design of the movements are for you to feel what you're doing. So with the legs crossed like this, going to the right, you're creating the left side of the pelvis to lift and rotation in your spine. So that is where you pay attention. How is it for my spine to rotate in this direction? And again, it's in your awareness and perception of what you're doing. Right? So how does it feel to take the legs to the right? Come back up, uncross the legs, and now we're going to put the left over the right. Again, at the knees, and then you allow the knees to go down to the left. So now you have a comparison. What is it like now to ask the right side of the pelvis to lift and the spine to rotate to the left? And guaranteed, it's going to feel different. It is highly unusual to have both sides feel the same. Because we've all gone through so many things at this point in life. Something makes something a little different. A little harder, a little easier, right? We're all in it. So it's just, that's why we do one side, the other side. This is why Moshe Feldenkrais created variations. The variations of the movement gives you opportunity to understand. Okay, come back, uncross, and let's take a little break, straighten your legs and rest. And just in those couple movements of breathing and rotating, again, is anything different? Right? So it's not about stretching things out and doing things hard. It's really paying attention in a slow way what you're doing that creates the change, that allows change. It's really allowing a change. Okay. So let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. We're going to keep your legs standing. And now this time we're going to work with rotating your upper back. Okay? So you're going to take your right arm and you're going to cross it over yourself and reach behind the left shoulder blade as best as you can. And I want you to think shoulder blade on the side, not the top. Okay? So go around the side of the upper arm. Okay? And then your left arm is going to be underneath the right arm to reach the right shoulder blade. It's like hugging yourself. So you want to really, really reach for the sides. Avoid the top part where your ears are. And hold on to the shoulder blades. That's it. So don't just cross the arms. So that means the right arm and elbows on top of the left, right? And the elbows kind of are crossing directly in front of you. So now you're going to use these hands that are holding onto the shoulder blades to start to pull yourself. So start with the right hand, and you're going to pull yourself to turn to the right. So it's like you're peeling the left shoulder blade off the floor. Your legs and pelvis do not move. So your legs are stable. Remember, this is about turning the upper part of your spine, rotating up the upper part. So your pelvis, the left hip can lift a little bit, but keep your knees and feet stable. Your knees point towards the ceiling. So there's no movement in the legs. So you peel that left shoulder blade, come back to the center, and then let's peel the right shoulder blade. So again, you go really slow to observe. There you go. Let's see if you can go just a little bit more. Yeah. How do you go one side compared to the other? How flexible, in a way, how much movement do you have in rotating the upper back? Was it easier to do the legs? Does this part feel stiffer, right? That's a question to ask yourself. Or does this part feel easier? So when the rib cage turns and you keep your knees stable, so your pelvis can move a little bit, you learn to move your pelvis around your hip joints. And this is going to free up your hip joints. That's it. Excellent. Now just come back to the center, and all we're going to do is change the arms. So remove the left arm and put it on top and the right arm below, still holding the shoulder blades, but it'll feel very different. Just changing the arm position. And again, now you're going to peel each shoulder blade off the floor, going to the right and left, observing the ability to twist and rotate your upper back. Observing what's happening with your head. So there's two possibilities with your head. It can follow the movement, and it can go in the opposite direction. And again, there's no right or wrong, so it's nice to try both. What is it like to turn your head to look behind a shoulder blade? So the more freedom of choices you have, the more functional you are. So again, all these variations give you an opportunity to be more functional. To incorporate, oh, I can roll my head with the way I turn, or I can go an opposite way. And now it doesn't even matter because they all feel good, like good choices. Nice. Okay, let's let all that go. Lengthen your legs, your arms. And again now, just in our pause, how do you experience the floor now? Okay, now we're going to go back to our legs. So bend your knees, bring your feet up. Let's cross the right over the left again. Right, and this is almost like a little test. So now we're going to take the knees once again down to the right. And let's just see how it is now. So is something easier now in the back? Right, so we did something with the upper back. So how did it affect now taking the legs down? Is it softer? Is it easier? And then remember, bring them back up so you don't stay down there. It's a movement. So you take them to the right and you come back just to see, what is it like now? Is it softer? Is it more fluid? Excellent. Bring them up. Change the crossing so that the left is over the right. And start to go to the left. And now have the two sides even perhaps become more similar. Not the same, similar. The odds of things ever being the same, I'm going to tell you, are next to impossible. So it's just better to look for similar than same. Beautiful. Okay, uncross, legs long, pause again. That's why there's some methods and some things out there, and they talk about, you know, symmetry. And it's like a dead-end road. You know, you'll be highly, what do I want to say? Dissatisfied. You'll be pounding your head into a wall because you'll never become symmetrical. Since the moment you were born, you weren't symmetrical. So it's just not going to happen. So it's like frustrating to use language that promotes a concept that's impossible to achieve, right? So it's just good to know you're always out of balance, right? Things are always a little off. One foot's a little bit bigger. Have you ever noticed that? One toe's a little bit bigger, one toe's longer, one shorter, right? The arch is a little bit different in one foot compared to the other. It just is. So that's why we spend so much time observing how each part is instead of looking for symmetry or balance or things to be the same. Okay, so now we're going to incorporate the upper and the lower in a way. So we're going to bend your knees again. Okay, you're going to cross the right leg over the left. And now you're going to interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. You're going to fold your elbows up towards the ceiling. I call it like snuggling your head like a hammock. So really, it's your hands holding your head, right? You don't want to be lifting your head on your own. So really think of these hands helping, okay? So now what you're going to do is tilt the legs over to the right, and you do keep them there, somewhere where they can pause. And you're okay to let them hang out. And now you're going to lift your head on your exhale and fold your chest and ribs in a way as if to look at your right knee. So think of folding, and then you come back and pause to take a breath. So you don't hold your head up in the air. The only thing you do is keep the legs to the right. You lift on your exhale, so you empty the lungs and your chest can compress. And you fold and you unfold. That's it. See if you can keep these legs here. And you can let this foot relax a little bit. Yeah, just like that. And now lift again and fold and look right here. Yes. Good. Kind of look right here. Nice. Beautiful. And come back up, uncross the legs, bring the arms down, and again rest. Legs long, arms down by your side, and just rest. So again, legs long. So the other thing, for those of you, for it being your first time, you might be noticing is we don't do a lot. There's no 20 or 30 of these reps. And the reason for that is then you stop paying attention. You'll start holding your breath. It starts to get difficult. So we do everything between 5 and 8 times so that it stays fresh with your awareness, and that we don't start to hold intense because it becomes too much. Bend your legs again. Cross the left over the right. This time when you interlace your hands, we will change over the fingers. So we call it the interlace your fingers in the non-habitual way. So again, there's a way that you put your hands together that you've done since you were a baby. So if you move all the fingers over by one, it feels a little funky. Like you never do that. And then again, somebody else does the way that you don't do the way. It's just interesting. But it kind of creates this different sensation. Hands are underneath the head. Fold the elbows to the ceiling. Tilt the legs to the left. Find that comfortable place that they can stay there. And then as you empty the lungs on your exhale, you will lift your head and look down towards the knees. So you lift, and then you bring the head back, and you pause, and then you lift again. And again, how is it with the legs to the left? Is it easier? Is it harder? What do you notice for yourself? There can even be experiences of likes and dislikes. Oh, I like this side better, right? We like anything that's easier, right? That's consistent. It's hard to like something that's hard, right? Beautiful. Just do that maybe once or twice more. Beautiful. Okay. Bring the legs up, uncross them, bring your hands down, everything rests again. And just check in and see how is at this point your breath and your breathing. How are you lying on the floor? Again, what's changed? What feels different? Okay, let's go back to having the knees bent and the feet standing. And let's return to the what I call the oscillating breath and breathing that you learned earlier. So again, the way that it goes is you take in a breath in your chest, you hold the breath, and then you push it down, you make your belly big and let the chest deflate, and then you pull it back up. So you're just using the diaphragm. You push and pull, push and pull. No inhalation or exhalation. You hold the breath. If you need to hold your nose, like I did for some of you, do that. till you learn. And then see if you can do it faster. Push and pull, back and forth, back and forth. So again, if you do have any mid-lower back issues, this would be one of the greatest things that you could do at home. Because again, your diaphragm is attached to your lower back. So when the diaphragm isn't working, then people often hold their breath when their back hurts. Much better. Look at you guys. Good improvement. Nice. Okay, now what we're going to do is you're going to cross the right leg over the left. You're going to tilt the legs to the right, and you're going to let them stay there. Okay, and now in this position, you're going to do the oscillated breath. So you take in a breath, hold it, push the belly, pull it in, push, pull, push, pull. And you'll feel now there's a movement in your spine, right? Because you're not laying directly on it. So you keep the legs to the right. You're in a rotation, now doing the push-pull. Beautiful. Okay, let's come back up, uncross the legs, and rest. Won't hang out there too long, so lengthen your legs, just rest. Okay, let's bend your legs again. Cross the left over the right. Tilt the legs over to the left. Find that comfortable place where they can be. And at that point, you take in a breath, hold it, and begin your oscillating breathing, or breath and breathing, I should say. So you take in a breath, you hold it, and then you push and pull. Oops. In a breath, big breath here. There you go. Up, push down, up, push down, up. Yeah, real big here. That was good. Now really push down. There you go. Pull up there. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, come back up, uncross the legs and rest. Yeah, so just take a longer rest here, and with that oscillated breathing, I mean, that can be one of the hardest things to learn. Again, most of us are very unaware how much we're holding our breath. Not filling up our lungs, which is the chest. Okay, so we're going to keep the legs long for a moment, and now you're going to bring both arms and your hands to the ceiling. So your hands are straight, fingers pointed towards the ceiling, and then you're going to put your palms together. Okay, so you like create a triangle. Okay, so then what we also have in this method and with these movements are called constraints. So a constraint here is you don't get to bend the elbows and the palms do not get a slide. Okay, that's a constraint. So palms together, no bending the elbows. So think of this shape, this triangle shape, and you're going to take it to the left. We're just going to go to the left. So that means the right shoulder blade has to lift off the floor. Back to that hugging movement we did, right? And you only go as far as you can without sliding or bending, right? So can you lift the right shoulder blade and twist, right, the upper back? So you're going to the left. It's the right shoulder blade, so only the right. So lift, there you go. Lift and let your head roll. Maybe the head wants to roll. Just go to the left. Just do that direction a few times, right? So some of you are doing just fabulous. You're getting the entire shoulder blade, which tells me that your upper back is rotating. And the legs are just relaxed. They're long, loosey-goosey. The right side of the pelvis comes up a little bit, but really the legs are just hanging out. Right? This is all asking the upper back to rotate. Good. Come back. Let's go now to the right, which means the left shoulder blade. So again, how is it to peel the left shoulder blade off? Nice. Is this side easier, harder, more fun, less fun? Does your head move better going to this side or not as much? Right? You just, doing this work as long as I have, you just learn to inquire, right, information. It's like gathering data, right? I'd be a great data gatherer because my head just knows how to fire the questions. And then the data provides information. And in that information, the changes occur. Now can you go right and left? So go a little bit back and forth. What is it like to go back and forth? Let your head participate. Let it go with the arms. And then on your own, introduce when you do the opposite. Back to that looking behind the shoulder. Right? And just see what that's all like. And you introduce it when you want to introduce it. Beautiful. Okay, come back. Should we rest? Let the arms rest. Rest. Okay, so we're just going to do one more set of variation before we go back to the beginning. So now let's add just a little bit with one side of the pelvis and the other. So you're going to bend this time just the right leg. Bring just the right foot up to stand. And most of you know this, but I still give the directions because we've got some newbies. Right? You got to keep the knee and the foot lined up. Right? They don't get a tilt to the left. But what you do is you think of pushing the right foot into the floor to allow the pelvis to roll. It's a roll. So the right side of the pelvis does lift because it's rolling to the left. And you do not let that knee collapse in. Right? So this is encouraging the rotation of the lower back and opening the hip. Now for some, this is very, very difficult because they don't know how to separate their pelvis from their hip. That's another problem with backs. So you let the pelvis move, but you keep the leg up, okay? If you learn anything from me, and you never come to see me again with class, this is the most important movement, I'm gonna say, for your life. Because this is what you get in and out of cars, in and out of chairs, walking, bending, lifting, this motion. You've got to be able to separate your hips from your pelvis. If you don't, you might as well invite pain on for the rest of your life and problems. It is, no tightening, just roll. Just think roll, roll. So here's your pelvis, just let it roll. We're gonna roll to the left. It's easy breezy. Once you learn it, it's just like, oh my gosh, could it be this easy to move? The answer is yes. Often we make our life quite miserable. So this is turning your pelvis around your hip joint. That's why you have a ball and a socket, because it's meant to turn. Okay? It's getting easier, right? Does it feel fluid, nice, loosey-goosey? So not up. Think of turning. Think of rolling. You're going to roll to me, to the left. Roll. That's it. This is turning.
Okay?
You're turning this chunk of your pelvis around this bone. You're doing nothing with this femur. Okay? You don't want to have them glommed together. You want to learn to separate them out. So do it just a couple more times. So yeah, if you never come back to class again, but you learn this and you do this every day, just this one movement for the rest of your life, you're going to be golden. Okay, come back, lengthen your legs, rest, and notice, oh, the right leg's longer. Oh my goodness, how did that happen? Just notice how much better the right side feels, right? There's a sense of ease there, right? Because you don't need to be gripping things, right? But we go into all this, you know, gripping. Okay, let's do the other side. Left leg up. So again, the constraints, foot flat, leg points to the ceiling. You are not moving the leg. You are turning the pelvis around the hip joint. So you lift that left side of the buttocks. The pelvis rolls in the direction of the right. Beautiful, Harry, beautiful. You're doing it right now. And it's best that you learn to do it right, because you don't get to take me home, darn it. I got to go home and take care of Stella Bella. I know, you were hoping that I was going to come home with you and work on it. Beautiful. That's so much better. So much clearer, right? It's getting clearer, right? I mean, this is just one of those go-to movements for the rest of your life. Whether you travel, like if anything feels tight, even in your upper back, I promise you, you do this, you'll feel better. Beautiful. Okay, come back. Let's rest it again. Okay, so one last time, let's bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Let's cross your right knee over your left. Let's tilt the knees now down to the right, and let's just see how things are feeling. Right? So does it just feel easier, more fluid, nicer in some way? Maybe it's like just the sense of a bigger rotation in the spine, right? That means you can go a little further with more ease. Bring the legs back up. Just do it a couple times, and then we'll change over the legs, but just give yourself a couple times. So what you're looking for with this work and with these variations is always to develop ease. The smoother and easier things feel, it means things have let go from holding, from being tense, right? Come up, change over the legs. So now the left over the right, and tilt the legs down to the left. Right, so when you're in an experience that things feel easy, there's ease, it's kind of a weird thing, because then you don't feel much, right? When we're a kid, you're just cruising through life and you're not feeling things because there's no discomfort. Usually it's a discomfort or tension that brings on, ah, what's going on here, right? But when things are fluid, it's like water, becomes kind of nothing, liquidy. Looking for the ease. Okay, uncross, lengthen, arms down by your side, legs, and just check in. Examine your shoulders, your pelvis, your spine. How are things feeling now? Do you like what you're feeling now? Do things just feel wonderful now? Gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left and observe how that feels now. And so again, I mean, back to how I started before the lesson is, what's so great about this work is that you have the ability to do it on your own, right? So all the change that you're feeling right now all came from you. I didn't do it. I just instructed you, right? And it is such a gift to have throughout our life that we can make change for ourselves. It's a gift. It's a treat. Not quite like a hot fudge sundae, but I can't have those. So I'll stick with this. Okay. So when you're ready, roll to a side, come to sitting, then standing, and then you observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.